Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Representing over here.
I have my green thong on, so that's considered green.
Oh, nice.
We'll just have to take your word for it.
We're going to take your word. I won't pinch you, okay?
All right.
But what are we serving up today, guys?
Well, Kim Kardashian is reflecting on how the sound of her voice has changed.
Oh, wow.
She had her thirst trapping with the stars with our girl Chrissy Teigen. She tried to be sexy, but was interrupted.
Plus, I sit down with Cynthia Erivo and Courtney B. Vance and talk to them about their new limited series about the queen of soul genius, Aretha.
And Sherry is out, but we got tons of dish, honey. So, Choi, what you got?
Well, this story is going to warm your heart, Brad. Drake recently made history by being the first artist to ever have 3 songs debut in the top 3 of the Billboard Hot 100. Wow, Drake. Congratulations on
congrats.
That, brother.
Yes.
Wow.
Congrats.
Drake could have celebrated any way he wanted, but he celebrated with our homie Bow Wow and showed Bow Wow some major love. Take a look.
Everybody wants to have drinks and everybody wants to celebrate and turn up. And, you know, I just had to see Wizzle. I had to see Wizzle in person. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be no. That's why I'm on. You know the rest.
That's too cool.
Yo, Brad, how does this make you feel, man? Because I know you and Bow are family.
Yeah, man, this makes me feel really good. He's been in the game for a long time, like, putting in work. I mean, even when people thought he wasn't, he was still making records. So, and he's been through a lot since a child in this industry and to still be able to thrive, it makes me feel super proud of him.
Yeah. Why do you think Bow gets disrespected by some of the new generation nowadays, Brad?
Because they don't know no better and they need to do their history.
That's right. That's right.
If Bow Wow was 6'2", they wouldn't treat him this way.
Right.
You know, it's right.
Guess what? At the end of the day, I love when artists reach back and get and pay their respect because we know that Drake's on top of his game, but it even makes him look even better to bring Bow Wow and put him on that same platform.
Porsche, have you ever paid respect to NeNe for standing away for you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, y'all, moving on.
Okay. Yes, saved by the brand.
Man. Okay, all right, y'all. Somebody out there is using the Wu-Tang Clan to scam people for that. Cream, get the money. Cream, Wu-Tang. Dollar bill, y'all.
Stop playing.
Yes, man. So Aaron Barnes Burpo was just sentenced to 7 years fed time, y'all, for pretending to be a member of the hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. And he used stolen credit cards to rack up huge bills.
Wow.
Can you believe this? So look, it was Barnes and his partner in crime, Walker Washington. They would book hotels under the Roc Nation / Wu-Tang and defrauded hotels out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, y'all, and free services back in late 2019. They will have to pay back over $300K to various businesses.
Damn, I could have been a member of the Wu-Tang and gotten free hotel rooms? Like, come on, man.
It's so many members of the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, I only really know, like, you know, Method Man, Red Man, you know, Dirty Bad.
See, you don't even know the Wu-Tang Clan. Red Man is
Red
not
Man
in Wu-Tang.
Red Man is not Wu-Tang.
Oh,
he's Wu-Tang affiliated.
Oh, my God.
No.
No, Portia.
He's affiliated through Method Man.
They do songs together, though. No,
no
DMX is
Rough
not
Riders.
Part of Wu-Tang.
Robbie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. Ralph
God.
Johnny too.
But I'm mad about this because, see, this is how we get our little, you know, our little treats for being somebody. Mm-hmm. And so you out here, you know, faking it, they gonna start saying no celebs can get treats.
You know what being on this show has gotten me? Free guacamole at Chipotle. Boom. Wok is extra, not for Chewy Martinez. Let's go.
Oh, guacamole is whack.
Well, on a serious note, we thought it was important to cover this story, especially considering how close to home for us here in Atlanta. Now, this happened yesterday. 8 innocent people were killed at an Atlanta area massage parlor. Now, 6 of the 8 women were Asian. Wow. And this has brought to attention the rise in hate crimes against people in Asian communities. Now, celebrities like John Legend, Olivia Munn, Florence Pugh, and our very own Portia Williams as well expressed their emotions on social media. Now, LeBron James tweeted, "My condolences goes out to the families of all the victims and the entire Asian community tonight on what transpired in Atlanta at aromatherapy spa. Coward-ass young man, just senseless and tragic." And he's right, man. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely awful. And, you know, I want to say to everyone from us here at Dish Nation and everyone who lost their lives and to your families, we are praying for you. These killings were senseless. It's absolutely not right. And we absolutely stand against hate crimes against Asians. So we continue to lift you up in prayer.
Well said, Portia. So let's switch gears now and send it back to L.A., the L.A. crew. Crew, you dig, with more Celebrity Dish.
All right, Atlanta, we'll see you later in the show. But first, Chewy and Heidi, let's get into this.
All right.
In a recent interview with Good Morning Vogue, Chewy, your favorite, Kim Kardashian, took a little walk down memory lane and reminisced on the past 20 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that's coming to an end. So Kim admits there's so many embarrassing things she's done on TV.
Oh, on tape in general.
But the most surprising thing to her is how her voice has changed from season one. Here's what she said. Listen to this.
"That's the biggest mystery to me and my sisters. We are blown away. It's the thing that has us absolutely blown away. We have no idea what happened to our voices. We have completely different voices."
Heidi, you're our resident Kim K. Like, has your Kim impression changed at all over the years? It's kind of standard,
no,
right?
I think I do pretty. I do the pretty standard.
I think you're doing season one.
I think more season one than current season, yes, because that's sort of the caricature version of her. But she's still always, like, even when it was high, she's still, I'm like, so embarrassed. Like, it's that vocal fry.
But is Kim secretly a genius when she's, you know, she puts the focus on her voice changing.
Yes.
So we're all looking or listening to her voice as opposed to how much their looks have changed.
Yeah, they're like completely different human beings. Kylie Jenner didn't have lips till about 4 years ago. All right, well, if we're going to talk about voices, obviously Frank brought up Paris Hilton. And, you know, she was on a recent episode of her podcast, This Is Paris. And the heiress opened up about that crazy night in Beverly Hills. Chewy, you probably remember. I don't really remember. It was about 15 years ago when the paparazzi snapped this infamous photo. It was of Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Lindsay Lohan all kind of mushed together in the front seat of Paris Hilton's car. So Paris Hilton said that it was just weird and stressful because she never invited Lindsay Lohan into the car. Listen to this.
"So as I was getting in the car, one of the paparazzi screamed at me, 'Is it true that you hit Lindsay?' And at that moment, all of a sudden, I saw Lindsay walking towards us. And I said, 'Why don't you just ask her?' And Lindsay said, 'No, of course not.' And then they just kept flashing, taking photos. And then all of a sudden, I looked over and she's in my car. And, you know, we weren't getting along. So I was polite."
Has anybody ever showed up at a party that you had or jumped in your car and you're like, "What are you doing here?" Like that.
I know that there was a night where Frank and I were out at some radio event. Chewy, this is terrifying. I'm standing with him. He's hammered. We're like on Sunset Boulevard. There's a couple that pulls up at the stoplight. And Frank just jumps in the backseat of their car. And I'm like, "Ah!" And now I'm scared.
I just said, "Drive."
Because now I'm scared. I'm like, Frank just got in a car with strangers, and they just took off.
Wow.
So we drove around the corner, and they were like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "I was just doing this thing at this radio event." So I go, "Put me in your trunk and drive me back." So they got out. They popped the trunk of their car. I got in the trunk. They drove me back. There's people standing on the sidewalk.
This is what I deal
with,
Chewy.
What happened to me. And then they get out of their car, open the trunk, and I'm like, ta-da.
Don't ever do that ever again, Frank. Don't do it.
If he does it again, I'm going to be like, well, that's how he wanted to go, I guess. I don't know. I can't worry about it.
Then we're going to have the Heidi Hamilton show because he will be kidnapped. Yeah. All right, you guys, stay right here because we got more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, so Monday morning, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra Jonas had the honor of announcing the Oscar nominations. Now, an Australian journalist by the name of Peter Ford let his feelings be known about that by tweeting, "No disrespect to these two. I'm not sure their contribution to the movies qualifies them to be announcing Oscar nominees." Well, Priyanka had time on her hands, and she clapped back by tweeting, "We love your thoughts on what qualifies someone. Here are my 60-plus film credentials for your depth consideration." Boom. And she included a video and she was just scrolling through her IMDb page. She's in a lot of joints.
Yeah.
So then Peter got a bunch of backlash from her fans. It was so much that he just kind of caved and made his Twitter page private.
And she does have the credentials to be standing up there doing what she does.
I think most of the smoke, though, is probably for Nick Jonas, who most people know from doing music, but he's popped up in some things. He was in Jumanji, too.
And right now, he Priyanka's husband, okay?
Wife.
That's enough.
Thank you.
They look good together.
Yeah.
Seriously, no disrespect. Stop being
right. All right, y'all. It's time for Thirst Trapping.
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Yes, baby, baby. Listen to me when I tell you. Lenny Kravitz is up first, and I am so happy to be announcing him and looking at his picture once again. Let me tell y'all, he's 56 years old. He posted this picture on Instagram, shirtless, and captioned it. Didn't even really need a caption. All he put was 1:23 p.m. Oh, my God. Y'all, I can't breathe. He looks incredible.
I just can't believe that this picture was even taken this year.
He
this
looks
dude
so
does not
young.
Age.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, honey, which queen is ready to get that coconut juice, honey? Because, I mean, it looks amazing.
Me?
He's really...
Stop being shady. I'm just about to say, it's a thirst trap, and I want some of that coconut juice, okay?
All right, next up, we have the beautiful Chrissy Teigen. She dropped this pic with her son, Miles, who is not quite 3 years old yet, and said, "Please move. Mommy is trying to be thirsty." And yo, they look amazing. And when some people started criticizing the picture, she clapped back saying, "Wait till they find out we take baths together," end quote. People need to mind their own damn business and leave Chrissy Teigen alone, damn it. Like, stop it, y'all. You look foolish when you do that. But yo, Portia, has PJ ever interrupted you trying to be thirsty while taking a picture or doing one of your campaigns for the sheets, the hair with the roses? And the bed and the pillows and all that.
She did, actually, okay? She did it twice. I was trying to wear my lingerie for my Valentine's Day for Pampered by Portia sheets. She jumped in on the bed, and I was like, okay, this isn't really cute. I gotta take a picture in lingerie with my baby. So I had to push her out. And she also came in when I did the Buss It challenge, because she was like, well, hell, you're gonna drop it down to my level. I'm gonna walk right over to you. I was like, okay. All right, y'all, it's deal time.
Woo!
Yes! And today we got a two-pack of Urban Hydration Facial Mask. This deal includes one charcoal and one pink clay whipped mud facial mask.
Yes, honey, the charcoal mask clarifies your skin for a brighter, clearer look. It creates a healthy glow while it soothes, honey, your skin, so no acne or breakouts.
Well, the pink clay mask draws toxins out of your pores for a radiant complexion, and it's a natural exfoliator, and it's great for sensitive skin.
And you know what I love about it? It's Black-owned and by a Black woman, and they give a percentage of every item sold to a charity. So, Brett, how much does it cost?
Well, Portia, this two-pack of facial mask has been seen as high as $48. But for Dish Nation, for our viewers, listen up. You get two for just
$19.
Say word.
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, I'm talking to Cynthia Erivo and Courtney B. Vance from the new limited series, Genius, Aretha. Don't go nowhere. It's going to be a vibe.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, I had the chance to sit down and put some R-E-S-P-E-C-T on Cynthia Erivo and Courtney B. Vance's new project, Genius, Aretha. Check it out.
It's going to be a whole new vibe that brings people together.
A link in your chain.
Well, you only got three chords?
I will make them sound like $1 million.
Chain, chain, chain.
All right, Cynthia, you're looking phenomenal. And
Thank you.
The the limited series Genius Aretha just seems like it's just such a slice of, like, you know, of what we need right now. Take us back to your childhood. Like, did you sing any of Aretha's songs when you was a kid? You know, like the brush microphone and all that?
Well, the first time I heard her, I was 9 years old, and we were, like, driving to school, and we have this station in London called Magic FM. This particular day, I heard Think and Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, and something about this sound of her voice stuck with me. And I guess the idea that she was able to do these two very different songs was just like, ooh, who's this person and can I meet her? Not really, obviously when you're 9, you're like, I'm gonna meet everybody. And so I was brave enough to start singing her music maybe when I was like 12 or something like that.
In your opinion, what do you feel made Aretha a genius?
She was a genius, I think, because she had to overcome so much. You're 12 years old having a baby. 15 years old having another baby. And thank God that the village surrounded her and made sure she was able to go and do her music. She was able to hear something played or hear someone sing something one time, and then she could play it or sing it herself. Didn't know how to read music, but could play anything. So that in and of itself is qualified. That's genius. State.
If you could hear Aretha Franklin sing one song live again, what song would you pick her to sing?
I would have her sing Dr. Feelgood. That's my song.
Now, think about it. If you were riding on the freeway of love, who would you bring with you? And would you be rolling in a pink Cadillac?
I would bring with me probably my best friend. His name's Capri. And I think we would be riding in a pink Cadillac because that's really cool. It's just
the most,
like,
Aretha thing you can do, right?
Like, why would you ride on the freeway of love not in a pink Cadillac? I would ask the person who says anything other than that, what's wrong with them? Because like, this is what you should do. If you had the opportunity to do it, I would take the opportunity to do it. Yeah.
Did you ever meet Aretha Franklin?
I did,
How was that interaction?
So much fun. She was so funny. I met her after I did the Color Purple, and I didn't know she was in the house. So when I walked downstairs and there was Aretha Franklin, I was like, oh, okay, good. She sang the last line of the song I Sing back to me and laughed, and it was really sweet. We took pictures and she enjoyed the show, and it was really, really cool. And she liked my voice, which was great.
I think the world loves your voice. So God bless you, Cynthia Erivo. Congratulations on everything you got going on. Genius, the limited series, Aretha. Can't wait for the whole world to see it so we can all be singing these songs at the top of our lungs again.
Thank you. You too. Take
care. Peace and love, Queen. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, well, Nicole Kidman isn't only an Oscar-winning actress. She's also adding massage therapist to her resume.
Hello.
Just go ahead and picture that for a minute when she's, would you like a deep tissue?
Let me lay down, eyes wide shut.
All right, so if you're going there, I'm going to say, here's a bombshell for you. Nicole Kidman practices her massages on her sister. Actually, she gives her sister foot massages.
Nice.
Nicole Kidman posted a video to her Instagram, and she was massaging her sister's feet with the caption, "Does anyone else do this for their sister? I mean, come on. But I'm not doing it all day."
All right, so Frank, you and Heidi are like brother and sister. If her life depended on it, would you rub her hooves?
My hooves? Chewy Martinez.
I'd trim her dew claws.
Well, just so you know, I'm a kicker. I'm kicking you.
Well, I rub Heidi's feet. If she really needed it, I would. She knows that about me, too.
That's the sweetest thing he's ever said to anybody
ever. Are you offering to rub my feet right now?
Would you rub my feet?
What?
No, listen, that's a story for another time.
No. That's a story for right now, Heidi.
She sucked my socks.
It was in a wacky radio game. Of course I would rub your feet. Of course, yeah.
Would you pumice stone me calluses and heels?
I don't want to see that Parmesan cheese falling off the bottom of that foot.
So it's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.